This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're springing forward to the future this morning.
I like it.
In honor of Daylight Savings Time this weekend for AI versus Austin today, we're going to determine who can predict a better future for this show, myself or AI.
Right. Mm.
Are you guys ready to have your future be told to you?
Yes. I love future telling. This is amazing. I don't even have to pay for it this time.
Yeah, this doesn't come via Instagram ad for Mel. All right, here is future number one. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Based on the trajectory of Melissa and Austin on US 99, the show will likely continue its reign of delightful chaos, accidental innuendos, and Kyle getting roasted at every opportunity well into the next year.
Okay.
Here are a few predictions. Melissa will still be the mom of the show.
Good.
And by that, we mean trying to wrangle the guys while accidentally dropping one absolutely wild out-of-pocket comment at least once a week.
Mm, okay.
Austin will continue to ride the line between dad jokes and straight-up trolling. And producer Kyle will remain the show's MVP.
Okay, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Most victimized person.
That's true.
Somehow becoming the target of every roast despite being the only one actually doing any work.
Okay.
Segments like the 5 at 8:35 will still be the backbone of the show, even after multiple people blow easy questions like, who owns Dollywood?
Yo.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Final prediction, the show will stay undefeated in the accidentally funniest morning show in Chicago category.
I love accidentally. I love that future for us.
All right, that was future number one.
Okay.
Here is future number two. Again, one of these is written by AI and one of these is written by Austin. We're going to determine who can come up with a better future between myself and AI. With Melissa and Austin on US 99, the 2025 season takes an unexpected but entirely plausible turn.
Mm.
Melissa finally snaps.
Huh?
After one too many of Austin's dad jokes, mm-hmm. she declares a temporary no puns rule on the show.
Ooh.
Which Austin immediately breaks within the first 5 minutes. Austin becomes a viral TikTok star when one of his outlandish hypothetical questions, like, would you rather fight 100 chicken-sized Morgan Wallens or one Morgan Wallen-sized chicken, accidentally blows up online. He spends the rest of the year trying to recreate the magic with increasingly deranged scenarios.
That kind of adds up.
Okay. And finally, producer Kyle gets promoted to co-host by mistake.
Oh. By mistake?
He was just supposed to cover one segment while Melissa and Austin were in the bathroom. But the ratings spiked so much that the bosses kept him on air.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, the extra attention makes him even more of a roast target.
Oh boy.
By the end of 2025, the show is nominated for a CMA award.
Really?
In the category of best radio show that feels like you're hanging out in a group text that went off the rails on an expired phone plan.
I'll take it.
They unfortunately lose to the Scotty K show. But they take it as a moral victory.
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, personally,
I don't know. What do you think?
Number two, I do like being nominated for awards.
I knew that was coming.
And accidentally being promoted. Those are always my favorite things. Plus, we don't have to listen to his dad jokes during the pun ban.
Although it did say that I put a ban on it and he immediately broke the ban.
Yeah, but you still put the ban on it.
You can't put a ban on me. All right, so which future did you like better, one or two?
What do you think?
I go with two.
Well, I keep going with Kyle, so I'll just go with Kyle.
Is it AI or is it Austin? It's Austin!
Oh. He just knew the way to really...
He knows the way to your heart.
Exactly.
He does.
Just lying to me.
All right. I'd say I wonder what tomorrow brings, but we already know. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go!
Powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services. Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think would be really difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one's got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend Darren in Crown Point. Darren, how are you this morning?
Nice. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great.
Doing so good, man.
We were talking about how great you feel playing this game. You already feeling it?
You know what? I'm feeling it.
Good. It's science.
Feeling great.
Because it's
right.
Science.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kyle. Let's get Darren start off with a good one.
All right, Darren. One's got to go. Stubbing your toe or jamming your finger? This comes from a 708 texter. Which one's got to go?
I have to say stubbing my toe.
Stubbing your toe's got to go? Why is that?
Because I can walk with my finger hurting.
That's true. You can hold your finger and walk.
That's true. I'm going to say jamming your fingers got to go.
Why?
I feel like I jam my finger all the time when playing like sports and stuff, like
when
basketball.
Do you play sports?
And
football.
Yeah, brag about it.
I play more sports than you guys do.
Oh, yeah, sure you do, buddy.
Combined.
Oh, is that a regular
sure
Carrie Wood over there?
Softball, and I sometimes play some pickup football, and I play it in the Court of Dreams thing, basketball.
Yeah.
Why am I laying out my sports resume to you guys, okay?
Yeah,
I play sports. And sometimes I jam my fingers and it's not fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Very defensive.
Oh, yeah. Definitely somebody who plays sports. What do you think, Melissa?
I'm going to say that also jamming the finger has to go because I think that lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can break, you know, you can stub your toe. And I feel like after an hour or so, it's not as bad.
Okay. Well,
mine was just very simple.
Yeah, you're not lying about sports that you play. From another 708 texter, one's got to go here, Darren. One's got to go. Not having your two front teeth or shaving off one of your eyebrows. Which one's got to go?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's going to have to be not having my two front teeth.
That one's got to go?
Why is that?
It's got to go.
Yeah.
Just got to go.
I've got my eyebrow. It'll grow back.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Fair. True.
My teeth, it's going to cost me a ton of money to get them replaced, and they just don't grow back on their own.
Your teeth don't grow back, No, I'm with Darren on this
Darren.
1,000%. The two front teeth being gone, got to go.
That's definitely got to go. That's a weird look. But
that's a real.
It is. Miley Cyrus was at the Oscars, and she didn't have any eyebrows. Did you notice that?
I did see that.
That was kind of weird.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
But I could have not too... Like, have my two front teeth gone and just tell people I play hockey.
Oh, so you can lie about playing another sport.
No, okay. That's not a lie.
Next one last one just for you today, Darren. One's got to go. Getting a hat from Austin at our hat tour stop later today or getting a hat from Melissa at our hat tour stop later today? Which one's got to go?
No, you guessed a bad one.
Well, which one do you want to get a hat from? We're not getting rid of them permanently, but you're getting a hat from them.
Keep in mind who's the hat guy.
I'm wearing a hat right now. I'm sorry. Melissa's got to go.
Yes!
Yes!
Because she's the worst, right?
Wow, that was a little extreme.
Look, I didn't say it. Darren did.
Austin.
Melissa.
We get an email from Macy in Crown Point for Dear Melissa and Austin, and I'm wondering, is one the loneliest number that you've ever seen?
That's what people say.
But it really shouldn't be. But I think Macy's feeling that way. She sent an email and it says this. I'm in my early 30s and I've never been in a serious relationship. I'm not desperate, but it's starting to get to me when everyone around me is getting married, having kids, and I'm still swiping on dating apps.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want a relationship, but I'm starting to wonder, okay, wait a minute. Is there something wrong with me? How do I handle all this pressure of being the single one, in parentheses, in a group of couples? Macy and Crown Point.
I'm going to look at this from a different angle. The fact that you are friends with so many couples means they like having you around. You know, there's
that's
a lot
sweet.
Of single people that don't necessarily, like, once they have, they're a couple friends, they don't blend with maybe the husband or the wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, and if you don't hit with both, you're not going to be friends with that couple. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I'm a couple. And there are many single people that, like, we're like, either I get along with them and my wife doesn't, or vice versa. And we don't hang out with them as much.
Really?
So I do think it is, that is a good way to look at this. Now, that doesn't necessarily solve kind of the issue at hand. I do know that there are wonderful singles groups around the Chicagoland area.
Do they still have singles groups?
Oh, for sure. My sister-in-law,
I've never been in one.
My sister-in-law met her husband in a singles group.
There's no way there's singles groups here in Chicago.
No, without question there are.
No, and what do they do? Do you just like have meetings?
They have like events and stuff. The problem is with singles groups is it's kind of like swallowing your pride. There are a lot of people that are too prideful for the singles group. But I say swallow the pride. Just do it. Go out and do it, because you will meet people there that are like-minded, that are, you know, going through the same lifestyle pattern as you. So
True.
Why not?
Okay, that's one idea. I feel that you could also not always go out with your friends as couples. Maybe that wouldn't make you feel as awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't do it on occasion. Maybe you schedule the fun times or more times out with just the girls.
Yeah,
of
have
that
a girls'
group.
Night.
And never in a million years should you feel bad, because there are probably just as many single people as there are married people. You're just happen to be in a group where everybody happens to be getting married. But I remember being there.
Yeah.
And it's not fun. But if you take a step back, you realize, okay, this is just my group.
Mm-hmm.
It's still normal.
And if anything, me and my wife pride ourselves in being the couple that can hang out with single people, because we don't give off that PDA or that, like, oh, they're definitely a couple.
Oh, yeah.
So we do. We can do everything in our power. So if you're looking to hang out with another couple, I know this doesn't necessarily help your case.
Are you inviting her?
Look, no, I'm kind of inviting myself over to your hangouts. So whenever you put one of these hangouts together, Austin@US99.com. You
I'm
know the email address.
One.
What?
I should be the
no,
one
get
getting
out here.
Invited.
Get out here. I want to hang
what?
Out with her. I want to hang out with her,
get
Mel.
Get out of here.
Well, thank you so much for hitting us up for Dear Melissa and Austin. We appreciate it.
If you need any advice or just have any random questions, hey, feel free to email me, Melissa@US99.com or Austin@US99.com.
A lot of Uber driver talk here on Melissa and Austin this week. From Kyle losing his keys in an Uber earlier this week, to now Melissa sharing a story with me that, Mel, I think you need to share with the class. And before we get to it, let me ask you, what did you learn from your Uber driver? 312-946-4995. Melissa, tell them why we are posing this question.
Sometimes Uber drivers have interesting lives. And I had an Uber driver the other day, very sweet girl. She was from Russia, 28 years old, sweet as could be. Turns out she came to the U.S., but when she was in Russia, she was training to be in the Olympics as a swimmer. Swimming in the Olympics. Isn't that crazy? But she had an injury, so she ended up not doing it.
It sounds like every guy I went to high school with.
Yeah, you know, I was actually going to play in college, but I threw out my shoulder.
I don't think girls do that like guys do. I believe her. Although she didn't look like
the
she had
Olympics,
a lot of
Mel,
upper body strength.
Melissa, the Olympics is the greatest like athletic feat. Like the greatest athletic achievement you can accomplish on the globe.
Yeah. And she had her degree in psychology as
and,
well.
And you're telling me that your Uber driver was going to compete in the Olympics.
I think she was.
Until an injury led her to Uber drivering.
She was swimming as, and it sounded like she never really made it there. Like she was going to try out for the Olympics.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah.
But
I was going
was
to try to be president, but I just never got around to it. What?
Stop it.
No.
But sometimes you meet interesting people in an Uber. The Uber drivers have interesting lives. One time I met an Uber driver who was in a cover band. I thought that was so cool.
A cover band for what band?
I don't remember. I don't know. I think it was like a rock band. I think they covered like a bunch of like 70s or 80s rock. It was cool. You learn a lot if you talk to the Uber drivers, unlike you, who pay extra to not talk to anybody.
It's for that reason why I pay the $3 extra for Uber comfort.
Because it's,
no conversations with my Uber drivers.
It's funny.
And I think the Uber drivers appreciate that. I think they won't want to talk to us as much as we don't want to talk to them.
Well, I mean, I talked to her for like an hour. Uber drivers are like that.
Where were you driving to?
Well, we sat in my driveway
Southern
and chit-chatted.
Illinois?
We sat in my driveway and kept talking.
You arrived to your destination and you continued to talk to your Michael Phelps Uber driver?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
She was interesting.
All right.
I liked her.
All right. This is exactly why we are doing this. 312-946-4995. What unique fact did you learn from your Uber driver? Or I'll also flip it. If you are an Uber driver, what did you learn from your passenger?
That's cool, too.
Did you have a ridiculous morning show radio host who believes that your teeth continue to grow the older you get? I don't know. 312-946-4995. We want to hear your story. Again, 312-946-4995.
People are interesting.
And if you are the Russian Michael Phelps, please give us a call.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Julian Berwin.
What did you learn from your Uber driver?
Well, he was also an exotic dancer back in his past days.
What?
Really?
Yes, apparently he had worked at the Sugar Shack.
Oh, no way!
The Sugar Shack?
That's hysterical. Was he good looking?
He was. He was older, still in great shape, and later gave us his card in case we needed any services while we were in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Wait a minute.
He's like, I can still do a little dancing on the side if you pay me.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
He's looking older,
But he was an Uber driver.
Well, that makes sense, though, right? You know, at one point, dancer, next point, Uber driver.
Great way to meet clients.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Melissa, the way you perked up when she mentioned the Sugar Shack, like you were familiar with the joint.
No, I've never been there, but you know that one time I went to the Thunder Down Under.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for the call, because that's a really good one.
Yeah, no, Julie, did your Uber driver have his clothes on while driving at least?
Yes. At first we were excited because we were like, wow, someone from home. You know, we're in Vegas. And yeah. Nothing is like, yeah, I lived in Wisconsin right. for a while.
It was in Wisconsin. Okay.
Well, thank you for this call,
God,
Julie. We appreciate
that's awesome.
It.
Thank you.
Guys, have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Lisa in Florida.
Did you get to know your Uber driver?
Yes, very well.
And?
I learned he told me that he was a semi-pro wrestler.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he used to do that?
He used to do that, yes.
And what led him to now Uber drivering?
You know, I have no idea. I'm not too familiar with the wrestling industry. I just know Hulk Hogan lives in Tampa. So I just thought it's completely possible.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny. Was he a big guy?
He was a big guy.
Really? You must make some good money doing Uber, I think, if you do time.
You can make some incredible money doing
right?
Uber, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more doing Uber as a, you know, like than a professional wrestler that's like coming up through the, you know, gauntlet, right?
No kidding.
Because it takes a lot of steps before you make some really good money in professional wrestling.
See, I think it's worth getting to know your Uber driver. You never know what kind of person you're talking to.
Absolutely.
Did you know one of the old news anchors here? Oh, I wish I could remember his name. I think he retired. He was a news anchor here in Chicago, retired in Arizona, and became an Uber driver.
Wow.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that call.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you.
Every morning.
Love you.
One of our favorites is coming to Joe's Live on March 13th. And that man is none other than Mr. Jackson Dean. So long, four wheels turning, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking. Come on. Don't come looking. You better not come looking, Mel.
Don't.
Jackson just said don't come looking. So we'll heed his advice every chance we get, because Jackson Dean is one of the best. He is so great. We love getting to talk to him, and you are going to absolutely love seeing him live at Joe's Live, but only if you're 21 or older. And if you want to win those tickets, well, we are giving away a pair every single day this week, but...
You have to come with a joke, because this is You've Got to Be Joking. And who do we have on the line today?
Our comedian of the day today is Jeff in Montgomery.
Good morning.
Morning, Jeff. All right, you have an opportunity to get these Jackson Dean tickets at Joe's Live. You got to come with a joke. And what's your joke?
Well, what did the horse say after it tripped?
What did the horse say after it tripped?
Okay, what?
Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Ah! Love a good life alert
that
joke.
That is an Austin joke for sure.
Is that joke good enough to get Jeff these tickets? Yes, it is. And I'm not just saying that because it's one that I would tell. Jeff, where did you get that joke?
That one came from my wife.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Are you going to take your wife to the Jackson Dean show?
I absolutely am.
Oh, good. Who's the bigger fan, you or her?
She is.
Is it because of his music or is it because of his face?
Yes.
What, his long face?
Oh.
What?
You got that.
Jeff, your wife seems to be a stable joke teller.
She can manage pretty well. I'm sorry I didn't have one there.
Oh, you're fine. Don't feel the pressure because Austin's throwing those at you.
Yeah. Jeff said, nay.
That was not good.
What? No.
That was not good. He keeps trying for a horse joke. Anyway, well, congratulations on winning those tickets. You and your wife are going to have a great time. What's her name?
Jenny.
Jenny. Okay, Jeff and Jenny. I love it. Well, have fun at the show and come up and say hi. We'll be there.
We will. Thanks.
Okay, congratulations.
Well, Mel.
Your wheels are spinning. I can see it in your eyes.
You know I like horsing around. What?
Nothing. You got anything else before we move on?
Why don't you pony up and tell a joke?
I'm not the dad joke person. You are.
Well, that makes me sad. Dull.
No.
What?
Not good.
You're not good. Sorry, I wasn't born this way. I was thoroughbred this way.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's Melissa and Austin.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Yes, Austin.
We've got 10 seconds exactly.
Okay, well, let's just get right to it. It is time for the Graded 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com to learn more.
We're 2 seconds late. And it's a great day. Will and Will Matt.
What's your great news?
I am headed to Vegas this afternoon.
Today.
That is not the only reason. The primary reason is I am doing a favor for a dear friend. She loves you guys and listens to you every morning. And she told me, call this number. And you're going to Vegas this afternoon. And they are going to be thrilled.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So you're calling just because of her.
Yeah.
That's right. Kara McDonald is your number one fan. And she is listening right now.
Okay.
And she is a really, really cool person and an awesome instructor at Lifetime Fitness Old Orchard. She's awesome.
Oh,
Very nice. So
cool.
Very nice.
I love that. Why are you going to Vegas today?
Business, but it's going to be fun because my clients are really cool. They're all in the trade show industry. And so I always have a good year when I go and visit them around this time.
Yeah.
And it just happened that today's the day.
Oh, my
God. Look at that.
I love this.
Well,
Will,
thank you to Kara for
so
that.
Funny. Will doesn't even listen, and he's, like, just being told to call. And he's being a good friend.
Of course.
You know what, Will? You were doing the Lord's work, and we appreciate it, man.
I am listening now because she has gotten me into you guys, and you are fantastic.
Oh,
so have a wonderful and blessed day.
You are the sweetest thing ever.
Will and Kara.
And so is Kara.
Shout out to Kara. You are awesome, Kara, because Kara's like, look, I have no ties to Vegas, but I know someone who does, so I'm going to get them to call in. That is incredible.
We love that.
Well, Will, have a safe trip, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And if you want to call this same number, save it in your phone. If you want to call this number when you get back, that will also count towards the Vegas street.
All right. That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Okay, Will. Have a great day and have a safe trip.
You too, guys. Take care.
I can't believe it, Mel. The Vegas streak is blown up bigger than we could have ever imagined. It's now bigger than the show.
I never would have expected it, but hey, being surprised is good.
People who don't even listen are now calling in. But he listens now. You know, maybe that's a way to up our rating.
Thank you, Kara.
Your friends of friends to call in for the Vegas streak. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. You might want to follow us at US 99 Mornings for a couple of reasons. One, because you get really hilarious content to your feed every single day. But also, because on days like today, when we're going to Romeoville for our hat tour stop.
Mm-hmm, and we want you to come by.
You can get an insight as to where we may or may not be.
Yeah, because we're going to let you know at 11:30. So make sure you're listening then.
Yes, and Romeoville. Yeah, let that be your note. Like, we're coming to your city today, 11:30-ish. Be listening to Katie Neal. We will reveal exactly where we will be in Romeoville at that time. And I'll tell you one thing. Kyle will be there as well. Kyle.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
You've had quite a week from losing your car keys in an Uber.
Yeah.
Now you are, you have to replace headphones, right? Is correct?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you brought this up.
No, I did not bring up what you think I brought up.
You know what?
No.
It's a tough life that I live, and I'm glad you brought this up because this past week, guys, I got some bad news.
What's your bad news?
I don't know if you got the Sarah McLachlan song ready, but I unfortunately have to replace some headphones that have been very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
My headphones that I've run, not one, but two marathons with. Moment of silence, moment of silence.
He turns everything into a marathon.
It's tough, guys.
Technology. He's talking.
Because these headphones have been with me from mile zero to mile 26.2. That's how long a marathon is. And when I've and even throughout the trainings, when you run over 1,000 miles, it's a lot. And I appreciate this moment. But the bummer part about this is since I've been running, which has been years now, but I really started picking up in like 2018. Yeah, I am. This is like my third pair of headphones I have to replace.
So you have to keep replacing your headphones?
Yes. I feel like I always have
to
replace my headphones.
Maybe you should just stop running marathons. I think that's what we need. That's the solution here.
Oh, no. That's... No, that's not going to happen. So, unfortunately, third pair of headphones that I now have to replace because I just use them so much when I'm running marathons.
Well, there's a lot of times, maybe not headphones, AirPods, but there's a lot of times people have to replace things over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I had AirPods. Those were like my original running headphones, and they kept breaking. So I had to replace them with these running headphones. So it's just like a constant thing. Every few years, just a new thing to replace.
Can I fill you guys in on a secret?
Yeah.
I constantly have to replace my black hats.
Oh.
Because when I wear them too much, they get a little dingy.
Really?
And like sometimes like sweat stains, and they lose their blackness.
You know what I have to keep replacing?
What's that?
My bras.
A bra?
Yeah, like, my bras. Like you're just a couple of dudes that you hang out with outside of a 7-Eleven?
Mr. Miami?
No, my bras.
Like my brassieres?
Yes.
Okay. We don't need to know this, Mel.
Sorry, but it's true.
Diana in Mundelein.
What do you have to keep replacing?
My winter gloves.
Oh, why is that? Yeah.
Well, I get hot in the car, so I take them off. I put them in my lap. And then when I get out of the car, I forget that they're in my lap, and then they fall out. And then I'm looking all over the place. I lost them a couple weeks ago, and I thought they might be in the parking lot at work. So I'm walking around the parking lot looking for them. And then I was driving through my subdivision last week, and I see a big pile of snow, and I see a black glove sitting on top of the snow. And I'm like, that must be my glove. So I'm stopping and I'm walking all over the subdivision trying to find my gloves.
Okay. That How many times funny. Have you had to replace your gloves?
This winter, three times.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot.
It is.
That is great.
That is hysterical, though.
Diana, you know, I'm constantly like walking through like parking lots and seeing errant gloves on the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, man, who loses their glove?
Now we know who it is.
I know who it is. You know, next time I find a glove, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to bring it to you, Diana.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. I'm just going to assume it's yours at this point.
Yes, please.
Sometimes I'll see like little kid gloves.
Yeah.
But I don't see a whole lot of adult gloves. So
those were Diana's gloves when she was a kid.
Little, yeah. Those are now popping up.
Well, the one I found in the subdivision when I got out and I said, oh, that's my glove. I walked over and it was not my glove.
So other people are losing their gloves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Right. It's a winter thing.
I will say,
the most relatable thing you've said was when you put the gloves in your lap and then you get up out of your car and it just falls down. Because I feel like I've lost so many things by doing that.
Yeah, I've too.
Because you don't notice when something falls out of your lap.
Yeah. And then it gets windy and they blow away.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Try not to lose any more gloves. That should be your goal of 2025.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I will say, Diana, for this call, we got to hand it to you.
All right. Well, thank you. I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are the best.
Aww,
you're the best, Diana.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a good day.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
Well, thanks.
Especially without those gloves.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. I got to go. Okay, Diana, we love you.
Love you, Diana.
Love you, too.
It is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Webb Chevy. Two great locations serving Oaklawn and Plainfield. Today, we have got Amy in Hampshire going up against Randy in Beecher. Randy, why don't you say hello to Amy?
Hello, Amy.
Morning, Randy.
All right, guys, you are up for these tickets to go see Russell Dickerson at Joe's Live. It is his sold-out show on March 21st. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game, but very important, don't forget, is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
I feel ready.
With all of that said, let's play. Question number one. Between a Rock and a Hard Place is the name of a song by what young country music star who will be headlining Windy City Smokeout later this summer?
Bailey Zimmerman. Bailey Zimmerman.
Is it Bailey Zimmerman? It is.
All right.
And a reminder, Scotty's got your chance to win some smokeout tickets today at 4:30.
Question number two. The song Pretty Little Poison is sung by what rising country newcomer?
3 seconds.
Mm.
I don't think that was Randy's buzzer there at the end. I think I was like,
it was Warren Zeiders.
Question number three. Miss Me More is a song sung by what country star from Knoxville, Tennessee? 3 seconds.
I'm horrible at this.
Randy.
Well, you might get the next one.
With
you
an attitude
know.
Like that. Yeah. Come on.
I need some older stuff.
No.
We were looking for Kelsey Ballerini.
Mm-hmm. Here is question number four. Finish the name of this Brett Young song, Sleep Without What?
Amy? You.
Is it you? It is, and with a 2-0 lead, heading into question five, Amy, you're going to Russell Dickerson.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah. Randy,
you might have been right.
Maybe you do need some older ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But I did appreciate your hand joke with the glove lady.
Oh, hey. Oh. You know what, Randy? Then you're a winner in my book. You know what? I take back everything I said. I love you, Randy.
Oh, Randy, you just made Austin very happy. Congratulations, Amy, on those tickets. Randy, we're going to play again, though, tomorrow. You can try to call back, okay?
Yep, thank you.
You get 2 thumbs up from me, Randy.
Oh, God.
What?
Stop!
Keep it up. I appreciate it.
No, hey, anytime.
You're encouraging it.
Stop.
Anytime, Handy. I mean, Randy. Randy. I said Randy.
Oh, God.
Nice.
You know, it's Amy not laughing.
Okay.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.